Welcome to the Analytics for Humans podcast, where we make data analytics simple for everyone. Analytics for Humans podcast is sponsored, produced, and created by the team over here at ClearQuery, where we're on a mission to democratize data analytics. My name is Tim, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Aaron and Mary Ellen. I'm the CEO and co-founder over here at ClearQuery.
What the fuck is data analytics, and why do people even care about it?
Look, data analytics, at the end of the day, it really boils down to helping people make sense of their data, getting value out of their data. You've got data coming in from many different sources and a lot of places, and people are always talking about needing to be more data-driven in their businesses, figuring out how to get value out of that to whether that's increased cash flow or save costs somewhere or target the right people. Data analytics really does look at how you get value out of that data to drive your business mission forward on a regular basis. If we take a bigger step out, there's four big categories of data analytics. The first one is descriptive, which is really thinking about, hey, what's happening in my data? Tell me what's happening in an environment. The second is this diagnostic, which is why is that happening? What is driving this outcome to be seen in my data here? Then we look at things like predictive analytics. What's going to happen in the future? What's going to change over time? What should I expect? Do I need to buy more of a particular supply because we're going to have an uptick in the holiday season? And then the last one is this prescriptive analytics. And that's really helping you to make decisions on what you should do to drive a particular outcome. So data analytics, at the end of the day, it really boils down to this: how are they valued from the data? Got a lot of different ways that you can do that. But that's a quick nutshell version of what data analytics is.
Okay, so how does that affect just a normal average person in their day-to-day life, not dealing with business and the whole bigger picture, just like me, just as an average person?
I think data analytics has a huge impact across everything that we do in our day-to-day life. Instagram has my number, right? I get fed ads that I am constantly interested in. I will stop and look at them. I will click on them often. But honestly, I buy a lot of things from Instagram ads. So that's one way data analytics impacts you on a regular day-to-day basis. But even thinking about things like when you're watching movies on Netflix or Hulu or any of these digital streaming platforms, a lot of these platforms are looking at things that you're watching, how much time you're spending. They're taking account of, hey, what actors are in those movies? What genres do people like? And they're using that to drive what new content they need to deliver, whether that's through them procuring that content or, in the case of Netflix, creating content. Netflix has done some really cool things where they've said, hey, based on our broad audience and their viewing behaviors, we can determine that if we build a original series or an original movie with these actors and with this genre and this type of content, this kind of ending, this kind of beginning, we can create the ultimate viewing experience for our users. I talked about a couple of digital ways, but there's also the everyday as you're going to restaurants, as you're going to any given store. Look, a lot of these things, you may not call it data analytics. You may not even think it's data analytics, but really you are analyzing data. What are the behaviors? What are the things people are ordering on a regular basis? How do we make sure we're stocked up on that enough so that we're able to continue driving our business in an efficient way without running into those bigger issues?
So where do you see the role of data analytics evolving in the next few years?
One of the things that we've seen over the last, I call it 10 years, is this move toward data analytics becoming more prevalent, becoming more top of mind. Everyone now says that data is the new oil. You have to have data. You have to be able to drill into that to make your businesses more efficient. You've seen more recently that people are requiring that you have to be more data literate in your organization. What does that mean? Does that mean I have to learn SQL? Does that mean I have to learn all these different deep technical capabilities? In a lot of cases, that has been historically the answer. Over here at ClearQuery, as you guys know, we're on this mission to democratize data analytics. We want to lower that barrier for entry so that people can actually start getting value from their data without deep technical expertise. They need to know the business questions that they care about with having the deep technical skills to drive on things.
So when it comes to organizations bringing in tools? How do you see them overcoming the fears, not only in themselves of democratizing it, but also in the actual employees that will have to learn or take it on to just another piece in their tech stack?
Yeah, this becomes a big conversation around upskilling in general, right? How do we make sure that people have the right skills? How do we know what the business outcomes that we care about are within that organization? How do we drive these things? You have to start with those initial base questions. How does analytics drive our business decisions? How do we save costs, or how do we create value? Let's start there. Figure out what the big questions you want to answer are. And then you can move down to, okay, now what capabilities do we need to help enable this? Do we need something that is tracking real-time data, or do I just need something to analyze my data in an Excel spreadsheet? Frankly, Excel is the most widely used data analytics platform on earth. Everyone kind of runs quick analysis in Excel and knows how to use Excel. But understanding what it is that you need to get the answers to your questions and get those answers quickly is a big question to figure out how, or is a big start point for how you figure out what you need to do as an organization. There was a website that got published that was called pleaserobme.com. Now, Please Rob Me actually used data from Twitter at the time, where everyone had their geolocational data on by default. It was a big privacy issue of, it was like, oh, when I post something, it says I'm tweeting from a particular location. So that data was embedded in Twitter to begin with. So there was a guy who was really trying to highlight this issue of, hey, there's a bigger cybersecurity concern about having your geolocational data on with these social media websites. So he created a website. Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because now we know these things, right? Now we're like, oh yeah, this makes perfect sense. But at the time, everybody was like, oh yeah, this, sure, we'll do this. There was actually another tool I'll dive into that did a very similar thing. But with pleaserobme.com, what he did was he was aggregating all this public geolocational data. And basically, he had done analysis on that data to say, okay, people that are tweeting between the hours of 9 and 3 a.m., they're consistently tweeting from usually the same location. So that's probably their house. And if we can take that and we see them tweeting somewhere else that's far away from their house, we can now highlight this as a, hey, my house is now free and available for you to go and rob me type situation. So it was just, please rob me. Two people got robbed using that website actually before he shut it down. So he was really just doing it to raise awareness, but then people were actually using it to say, oh, maybe I should go rob this house type thing. And he was like, all right, we're going to kill this. But it was a fascinating experiment. But yeah, huge implications of how data analytics applies to your everyday life. These are things that, you know, people don't think about. There are security implications to all of this. There was also an application back in the time called Foursquare, where whole point was you go and check in and you can become the mayor of Starbucks and the mayor of this, that, and the other, and you start gathering this data. And I went and played with it myself because I was just interested in what you could do with that data. And I picked a random person and I found this individual that happened to have some very similar tracks going from my hometown. They would stop at this Burger King and then they would stop at Dulles Airport. And then we'd see them check in at multiple other airports. So I eventually found out, okay, this guy's probably a pilot or maybe an airline attendant. Was able to take it, backtrack into the airline, and then use some social engineering. So I called the airline, figured out a flight number and said, hey, I had fantastic flight with this day. I'd love to know that pilot's name. Dah, dah, dah. They gave me the pilot's name. So now all of a sudden I know that this guy, and I'm just going to use a random name, John Smith, happens to go to this Burger King between 6 and 6:15 every morning before he goes in and checks in at Dulles Airport. And then flies around the country and then comes back home. Maybe it's a couple of days later, but I can usually go and find this person because he's consistently checking in on a regular basis. So, you know, data analytics, I can see your eyes there, Aaron. Data analytics has a lot of cybersecurity and personal security implications as well. So let's talk Taylor Swift, for instance, right? There are a couple of individuals today that run websites that track private jets. And Elon Musk had a whole lawsuit. Taylor was just in the news recently about a lawsuit about students that were tracking her private jet and publishing that information. And there are big security implications for that. It doesn't necessarily need to be public for everyone to know, hey, where you're going to be, because that becomes something that I can use to target you or maybe plan some type of attack. So there is a safety and security concern here. We've moved into this world these days where social media and publicly sharing information is so common that people tend to forget about what that can do to you personally. And all of that is driven by data analytics. So while, yes, there are some great things that can be driven, like, hey, you know what? I got this fancy new coat that I really love and it's nice and warm, all because of an Instagram ad. But some bad things can happen as well. So you need to be conscious and aware as you're driving into it.
So is the ethical part of data analytics one of the most common misconceptions about it, or are there some others?
There are plenty of ethical dilemmas with data analytics in particular. You see this commonly. There's a big law that started in the European Union called GDPR. And GDPR's whole thing is, how do we protect people's personal private data rights and how their data can be used by companies? You also have the option to go in and opt out of sharing data. And you start to see that more and more common in a lot of these social media things on where my data can be shared, how it can be used and whatnot. Companies are still leveraging it in ways for their own benefit. Facebook, it used to be an open API for you to actually pull the data about Facebook friends and things like that. That's since been closed down a lot, tightened a lot more. You actively have to go in and say, yep, I'm willing to share my data with this application. And also the application has to be approved to say, yep, you can get this data. You actually maybe even see it on your mobile devices, whether it's an Android or iPhone. iPhones, I know in particular, do this where they will only share specific data with apps. And you have to go through and click the prompts that, yeah, I'm willing to share my location here, or no, I don't want to share. Or, hey, let's ask this app not to track me as I go to other websites so that they're not collecting that type of data to retarget ads against me. Not. So big ethical concerns when it comes to data analytics. And it becomes a big thing as you start to think about personalization, because we all want this personalization on a day-to-day basis. I listen to Spotify religiously, and one of my favorite things that comes from Spotify is there's Spotify Weekly, which basically listens to my tastes and every week produces a new playlist for me to find new music that I might be interested in based on my taste. One of my favorite things in the world, collecting lots of data about me, which is fun. Just a year and a half ago, I did a vlog post on how we could take my whole Spotify listening history and basically do a clear query wrap type thing where we're running that data through clear query. So I can analyze, oh, what are my interesting tastes and what are the things that I care about? What are the things that I was listening to? And it's a really interesting view of that, because if you take a view of your listening habits over time, you can also start to pinpoint, oh, here's what was going on in that moment when I was listening to Taylor Swift on repeat.
Okay. So then what can not only organizations, but just like individuals do to prepare or to evolve as the technology is evolving?
There are lots of resources online. I joke all the time that I wish the resources that are available today for learning new capabilities and new things were available back in the day. I used to have to go and read books. I don't know if people know what those are, but pieces of paper with the written word on. But frankly, it was a big shift where now we have lots of resources available online to, hey, let's understand what this means. Let's understand how to go about doing data analytics. There's plenty of courses. You've seen lots of courses over the last several years for data science and data engineering. You've got various groups for different data analytics tools and whatnot. So if you're trying to prep for your organization, there's a million resources out there for you to go out and approach. And I don't want to necessarily specifically advocate for any given one right now, but I would say there's a lot of resources for anyone to even just start learning for free on their own, how they can get involved in this data. The other thing I would also say, though, we talked a little bit about this throughout, is thinking about how data could be used against you in a negative way. Use that to frame, hey, what are my privacy settings when I'm using social media? What are my what are my settings for the data I share and allow people to collect on me? It also becomes more fun for me. And this is one of the things that I do on a daily basis. And I'm a little bit more of a nerd, so I'm not necessarily saying everyone should do this, but every time I walk into a place, I think about how they can use data to help improve my personal experience and how that drives things. There are several restaurants that I go into, and whether they know it or not, the servers know me on such a regular basis. They're doing data analytics. They're like, hey, Tim likes his drinks this way. He likes this kind of food. And hey, we know he typically orders these things. So if he asks for recommendation, I'm going to recommend X, Y, and Z. Or if we have a new menu item that fits something that I know fits Tim's taste, I can do that. That's data analytics, even if you don't know. It's analysis of data, getting that value from data to drive those business outcomes at the end of it.
For sure. Thank you so much for talking about this and breaking it down. I know it makes me feel way less overwhelmed, which is hard to do.
I love it. And I'm super excited about this. Thank you for your time today, and everyone have a good one.
The Analytics for Humans podcast is sponsored by ClearQuery, a solution that makes data analytics simple for anyone.
If you've got data, ClearQuery makes it easy for you to get valuable insights out of it in no time with no deep technical skills or training required.
If you're interested in learning more, check out ClearQuery at clearquery.io, where you can sign up for a free tier and get started today.